This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Terps are down by one. And Gillespie looks to inbound. There it goes to Queen. Queen will drive in against Morton. Queen with a shot off the glass. Got it! And the Pelicans have won it! At the buzzer! On a shot! Oh my goodness! By Derrick Queen! 72-71! And we're heading to San Francisco! It's about time! Wow! How about that? Man, oh man, oh man.
Johnny Holiday, Chris Knocke on the call as Derrick Queen's fadeaway runner of a bank shot sends Maryland to the Sweet 16. That moment for Terps fans, way up there on the list, Denton. Good morning, everybody. Denton Day is with me. Three guests, actually two guests now, will join the show today as we go along. Ben Standing at 12 will talk some football. Randolph Childress at 12:35 to talk about the rest of the tournament as the first weekend is over. And we are down to 16. And for the first time in 9 years, Maryland is one of the 16. Kevin Willard will join us on the show tomorrow. He was going to join us this morning, but their travel is getting hectic, so he just reached out and said, can we do it tomorrow? I said, no worries. So we'll have the head basketball coach of Maryland on the show tomorrow. What a shot. You know, what a game, really. If you've watched Terps basketball all year long, as I have, it was not Maryland's best game, not by a long shot, but wow, what a moment. Derrick Queen, you know, he told Kevin Willard in the huddle with 3.7 seconds left, give me the MF ball. He's a freshman. He's a really good freshman. Like, he's the second best freshman in America behind Cooper Flagg. He's the best freshman Maryland's had since Joe Smith. But as good as Joe Smith was, because he was the freshman of the year, he didn't have a moment like last night. Now, he did have a tip-in at the buzzer at Cameron Indoor to beat Duke in 1995. He had 40 that night, by the way. But what Derrick Queen did last night will go down as a legendary, legendary Terps moment. No matter what happens from here on out, nobody will ever forget last night's game winner. You know, it was so thrilling, so euphoric in the moment, but in so many ways, and I think only Maryland fans get this and understand this. It was also a bit shocking. You know, those are the kinds of shots that over the years have gone the other way. You know, four times this year, you may know if you don't, Maryland's last four losses this year have essentially come at the buzzer or near it. If last night was your introduction to Maryland basketball because you're following the tournament, or you follow it but not real closely, Maryland basketball fans that have lived long enough have so much built up scar tissue from games that went the wrong way, like that one appeared to be heading. When Colorado State's Jalen Lake made that three with 6 seconds to go, it just seemed so Maryland. Again, not just because of the last four games this season, but because of a lifetime of soul-crushing losses. Sure, there have been a few that have gone our way over the years. You know, Drew Nicholas in 2003. You know, Len Bias had a freshman buzzer-beating NCAA tournament shot in the first round over UT Chattanooga in 1983. Hit one from right at the, between the top of the key and the free throw line as the buzzer went off. But the life of a Maryland basketball fan has included a lot of punches to the face. You know, Corey Lucius in 2010, the most vicious shot we've ever taken. But man, you know what's great about sports is when you follow a team and you really have your heart in it and you suffer through those moments, it makes the moments like last night so much sweeter. When that went in, it was total euphoria. What a shot. Moving left, he's right-handed, if you didn't know. Taking some big steps. No, he did not travel. By rule, he did not travel. We'll talk about that later on, because I do have a game take coming up. You know, Monday morning football-style game take on the Terps win over Colorado State. Derek Queen was fading away, and the angle that he had for a bank shot was not a great angle. His margin for error, and you shooters know this, once you get closer to the baseline, a bank shot becomes much more difficult, and the precision to bank it in becomes so tight, so narrow. It almost had to be exactly put where he put it. Did he call bank shot? No. As Paul Pierce once said, he called game. And now it's on to the Sweet 16. And it's Maryland's 15th trip to the Sweet 16. One point, many, many years ago, I think they just called them regional semifinals. But man, the trips to the Sweet 16, which were so plentiful during Gary's years, they have dried up in recent decades. Last one, 2016. Mello Trimble and company beat Hawaii in the second round to get to a Sweet 16 matchup against Kansas, which they lost by 16. That was the only Sweet 16 trip between the years 2004 and last night. 21 years and one Sweet 16 for a program that, over a 10-year period with Gary at the helm, went to 7 of them in a 10-year stretch. But it's been slim pickings in March. You can't really call yourself an elite or very high-level college basketball program if you haven't been out of the first weekend but once in 21 years. There were a lot of second-round games over the years. They've gone to the tournament a bunch. You know, it's not like they haven't gone to the tournament and they've been bad. No, they've been good, and they've gone to the tournament regularly. But whether it was Corey Lucius or Tremaine Waters, just painful, painful second-round games that they could have won, but they didn't. 9 times over the years in which they went to just one Sweet 16, they had chances to get to the second weekend and didn't. Winning last night, man, it felt it felt like a relief. Now, in the moment, the way it ended, it was just incredibly thrilling. But the game, as it was going on, and they trailed, you know, by as many as 12 in the first half, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because, again, just for those of you who don't know and don't and haven't, you know, been a part of this, they needed to get to the second weekend of the tournament. It was very important to get to a Sweet 16, especially given that they were playing a 12 seed. Now, that 12 seed was better than the 5 seed. They beat them up pretty badly on Friday, Memphis. And I watched Friday, Denton, and I forget if you and I texted back and forth, but I said to everybody that I was talking to, I'm like, this is not going to be easy. That kid Clifford is a pro. They can play. And it wasn't easy. But man, in so many ways, it felt like a relief. You know, not that Thursday night against Florida is like icing on the cake. You know, I've been around long enough, and a lot of you who are Maryland basketball fans for life have been around long enough to know, you know, there was a time where, you know, we were bitching and complaining about making Sweet 16s all the time. You know, we couldn't get past that. Remember, you know, the Gary narrative? Sweet 16 is basically the best we can do with him. Didn't turn out that way. People thought that about Jay Wright for years at Villanova. No, they can go and win this thing. They are good enough. But man, another exit in the second round would have been a blow. It would have been a blow. It would have been a blow to the program. It would have been a big hurt on Kevin Willard, who went off the other day. By the way, I loved it. We talked about it on Friday. They needed something like this. And by the way, Damon Evans, the AD, is off to SMU. And Kevin Willard used that moment to kind of leverage his position of, you know, second place in the Big Ten, 25 wins, you know, Villanova being interested in him, to try to get things that the basketball department and program at Maryland hasn't gotten in years. But you know what? It put the pressure on him to win two games. Like, if you're going to do that, and I loved that he did it, and I hope that he stays, and I hope that he gets what he needs from the school president and whomever takes over as athletic director. But it would not have been great optics had he gone out yesterday at the hands of Colorado State with a team that everybody's been talking about over the last couple of weeks is capable of making a Final Four run.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
So there was a feeling of incredible ecstasy, as Jack Hankook would say, ecstasy, my dear, in the moment. But at the same time, it was like, whew, phew, because that would have been a big blow. Maryland is a big-time basketball program. They're a national championship, two-time Final Four program, third winningest program in ACC history, third winningest program since they've been in the Big Ten in terms of total wins. But March is where this sport measures you, period. Didn't always used to be that way, but the last 10 years, maybe even more than that, people pay attention to college basketball in March. It's what you do right now. The memories you create in people's minds now, the impressions you make in this month that matter. The rest of it really doesn't. Now, you got to get to the point where you're playing this time of year, which means you've got to be good from November through the end of February. Too many exits before the second weekend in the tournament for a long period of time, which is why last night felt like incredible on the shot, on the ending. Shocking in many ways because it's gone so many times against us, and also so many emotions running through in the moment. Relief that they're off to the second weekend and a matchup against a very good Florida team, a one seed that rallied to beat UConn. We'll talk about some of the other games from the tournament since we last spoke. That was a great basketball game. That was the standalone noon game yesterday. And the two-time defending champion, they had the heart of a champion. Wow, did UConn play well. And I kept thinking, Denton, as I was watching that game, neither one of these teams is going to be a pleasant matchup for Maryland if Maryland can get by Colorado State, because UConn was so physical in that game.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing watching that. I was like, oh my God, this UConn team, they really got something. Like they got a little bit of that dog in them. That Derek Queen shot, though, was insane. Like I just can't get past the fact that he's a right-handed guy, a big guy nonetheless, but a right-handed guy with a man in his face fading to his left, and he banked it in. I don't know that there are three people in college basketball that can hit that shot. I think it might be him and Cooper Flagg, and that's it.
He's shot a lot of those during the year. A lot of those Euro kind of steps, fading away, floaters, little bit awkward, you know, going off right foot instead of left. Although when you're moving in that direction, it's not totally awkward to shoot off your right foot. He has hit a lot of those shots. He's had a couple of those, you know, kind of off 1 foot fadeaways in mid-range. It was big time shot, and it went down, and that's the most important thing. And it's a fine line, man, in March. When Lake hit at three, I was so devastated. I mean, I'll get to my game take coming up here, but it's one of the things, because there are some areas to be constructively critical of the end of half and end of game yesterday. They had a foul to give. Now, Gillespie said in one of his interviews, I think it was with Westwood One, that actually Kevin did say, we're going to use the foul, but they didn't do it. And they let the best three-point shooter on the team get open for a look. Are you kidding me? You can't give up a three. You know, it's really strange, and this is a Maryland fan mindset, and I bet some of you Terp fans were feeling the same thing. First of all, Juju hits the two free throws. He was so clutch down the stretch. I mean, big-time clutch down the stretch. He scored six of their final eight, Queen the other two, obviously. 4 for 4 from the free throw line, hit a mid-range jumper. But when they're only up two in that spot, and they had a foul to give, I mean, part of me wanted them, all right, use a foul early, and then go ahead and just foul somebody and put them at the line so we don't lose on a three at the buzzer. I'll foul with like 8 seconds to go. If they make them, at least we get the last shot in regulation, and we'll go to overtime. I mean, that's not the mentality you're thinking. Just get a stop. Get a stop and a rebound, by the way, which has been a problem for Maryland here recently. But I was actually sitting there going, I don't want to see somebody shoot a three here. Please, if they tie this game, fine. But maybe we should just foul and put them at the line with like 8 or 9 seconds left. So happy they got through. So happy. So happy for Kevin. So happy for those players. Derek Queen is a legend. I mean, last night cemented one of the great freshman seasons in Big Ten history, in Maryland basketball history. The only reason he's not the freshman of the year is that we have one of those unbelievable, you know, transcendent players in Cooper Flagg. I mean, there's, for those of you that have said, oh, he needs another year, he should come back, I don't disagree with that sentiment. I think almost every, you know, 18, 19-year-old could use another, you know, year of high-level college basketball. But he's not coming back, okay? He's going in the top 10, top 12 in the draft, and he's getting paid a lot more than what anybody in college can pay him. The idea of him coming, and look, if he came back next year, Denton, he's not coming back, but if he did come back with Rice and Gillespie, Maryland would be a preseason top three, top four team in the country.
Yeah, they'd be number one, but as a friend to a friend, don't start getting that in your head that he's coming back. He might be a top seven pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, he's not coming back. What a phenomenal shot. You know what? It was a very good basketball game. I don't think Maryland played anywhere near their best. Quite honestly, I don't think they played anywhere near their best against Grand Canyon when they won on Friday by 32. They've developed a problem here over the last week and a half, which I will talk about in my game take. But we'll get to that. I'll save that. But they've got to fix that against the next opponent, or they'll get bludgeoned on Thursday night in San Francisco against Florida. They are a 6.5-point underdog against Florida Thursday night. The game Thursday night, 7:39 tip, and we will have it right here as your home for Maryland basketball, the Team 980, Johnny Holiday, Chris Nocke on the call. I would hope the Terps are staying out west. They are. They're not taking a bus ride back from Seattle and then taking another one, a train, back to San Francisco. No, I think they've got enough money to stay out west and get ready for a Thursday night tilt against Florida. It's interesting, the other side of the bracket in the west is Texas Tech, Arkansas. Arkansas has some athletes, man. Calipari's got them playing well. It is overall, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this as the morning goes along, this is a very chalky Sweet 16. This is a Power 4 conference Sweet 16 only. There is nobody outside the Power 4 in the Sweet 16. First time that has happened since 1975. Just four conferences are represented in the Sweet 16. And that is very likely a result of how college sports have gone here in the last couple of years with the portal and NIL. All right. My game take next. If you want to weigh in, phone lines are open. 301-230-0980. Maryland is headed to the Sweet 16. How far can the Terps go? And any other thoughts on their exciting, incredible, wow moment game last night against Colorado State, the only buzzer beater of the tournament so far.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.